You're listening to the Candidly with Coffee podcast, the show that gives you straightforward and candid advice on all things nutrition, fitness, and lifestyle with your host, Janine Escobar.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Candidly with Coffee.
What up?
We're back.
Sunday morning.
I love me a Sunday morning.
Yeah. Beautiful day for a walk.
Yeah. It was beautiful. We did do our walk as normal, which is cool. I wanted to just briefly kind of go into our new format a little bit just so that people understand, because it could help them, because maybe they don't want to listen to us jabber for 45 minutes. Yep. Maybe they're only interested in part of it. So going forward, we're going to kind of like split the podcast into segments. So the first 15 minutes or so is kind of like a recap of our weekend and just general, maybe pop culture type stuff. Second 15 minutes or so is like a nutrition and fitness related topic. And then the last segment will be like mental health and mindset. So if you're interested in only one of those segments, you can kind of like fast forward or whatever. And that is how we are going to kind of go do this going forward. We've definitely, you know, the podcast has grown, you guys. It's grown. Like, I can't
believe it. How long have we been doing it now?
It has been a year and a half.
Crazy.
It's been a year and a half, and we get thousands of downloads every month.
People want to listen to us.
It's crazy. And not only that, not only the downloads, but the comments and the, I get DMs and emails about like how certain episodes have impacted people's lives and stuff. And so it's like so cool. And, but I do want to ask if you're listening to this and are you okay?
Sorry about that. Yeah. Just adjusting myself.
Okay. Well, you just almost hit the computer off.
What's this cord is right in front of my foot. Sorry.
And if you're listening and the episode has impacted you, please leave a review. That really does help us because I get emails.
Please leave a review, y'all.
I get emails and messages all the time, but we only have, for the thousands of downloads that we get, we only have 50 reviews. And iTunes is weird about that. They want to see reviews.
I know. They want to see if we're doing good, I guess.
So I do appreciate the 50 reviews I do have.
Yes.
Because they're 5-star reviews, which is amazing. But anyways, I guess we can go ahead and get started into, had a good Saturday. Cheat day was good.
Yep. Started with what? Acai bowls that you guys?
Oh, I'm on a new kick, you guys.
Go ahead and rewind. Explain what we're on doing.
I am on a new kick.
No donuts.
Because I'm trying to not have donuts, it's because I have a new kick and I'm that way. Once I get on a new kick, it'll be like that for a while. So I'm forewarning you now, acai bowls are my new kick, specifically from Press Juicery.
You talk me into, because I wasn't an acai bowl kind of guy.
The Power Bowl from Press Juicery is freaking delicious.
Bomb.com, and it's filling too.
It's freaking delicious. You can track it if you're tracking, because, you know, they have the nutrition facts for it. Hopefully you have a Press Juicery in your area. I get the Power Bowl specifically. I freaking love it. It's not too sweet. There's no added sugar. It's just sweetened with the natural sugars of the fruit.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's perfect.
It's drizzled with like, is that an almond butter that they drizzle it with?
With the bananas and the crunch. They know what they're doing.
Good. It's so good. Anyway, so that's my new kick. So Saturday morning we started with the acai bowls from Press Juicery, and that was by far a very good decision, and that's what I'm going to be doing for a minute.
Let them know where to get it at. Press Juicery, you said?
Yeah.
San Jose by Santana Row for you San Jose residents.
Look it up. We don't have...
I'm just saying.
Our listeners are like everywhere.
Yeah.
So before I picked up those acai bowls, I went to the Container Store.
Of course you did.
I cannot be left
like
unattended.
Our fridge wasn't already clean, but you had to take it to the next level.
I don't know. I just OCD. I can't be left unattended at the Container Store. I was by myself. You called me actually saying that you were going to go off and do something else. So I had a little even more time.
Yeah.
And then I just was like,
that's your store.
That's my store.
It does nothing for me. I'm just be honest with y'all. Nothing. Nothing exciting. Honestly, I'm like, I just go on with you for you. Whatever it does for you.
No, but you like my organization though.
I do. But that's your thing.
Oh yeah, it's my thing. It's my hobby. Honestly, it is. Organization is my hobby. It's actually good for like anxiety.
For your therapy. It's like mental therapy for you, honestly.
It is. If I'm feeling overwhelmed,
oxytocin for you.
I can oxytocin. If I'm feeling overwhelmed and I organize something, it makes me feel better. It makes me like, it's like very...
Whatever works, you know? Yeah. That's what makes you feel good. Cleaning house, doing laundry, whatever works, you know?
Anyway, so because the pressed juicery is right by the Container Store. So I did reorganize the fridge. And I, if you're watching this on YouTube, I'm going to pop it up on this, for your organizational pleasure. I'm going to pop it up on the screen because my fridge is goals right now.
It's going to give people OCD therapy. Like, oh my God, I care, fridge is perfect. They're going to run out to the Container Store and go organize their fridge today.
Let me just preface it by saying that's not the only fridge we have. We have a garage fridge. There's no way that we could have just one fridge.
No.
So like the back stock is in the garage and I move things from the garage to the front fridge as needed. And that's kind of like what makes the main fridge look so much nicer.
Yeah.
Because the garage fridge does not look that nice, I'll be honest.
No, it doesn't.
In fact, it's on my list today. I'm hoping I have the energy to just to kind of like refresh it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a little
once
over. But anyways, so the acai bowl is definitely a new kick. So donuts is going to take a back seat for a minute. And I'm happy with it because it's a cleaner kick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Whenever there's a cleaner kick, run with it.
Better That's for your good, body.
Right? But the indulgences came later, I promise you guys. So we did, what else did we do? Oh, we went to El Jardin. That's kind of like our go-to. They didn't have like the best food on the planet, but I did like what we got. We had never gotten their nachos before.
Oh man, some loaded nachos with carne asada on there.
Loaded nachos was delicious.
We didn't leave a smithering left over either. We polished the whole thing like some champs.
We split a loaded nachos, and then I had a skinny spicy margarita.
I had two. Regulars.
And then...
Actually, you sipped on mine, too.
Shoot. Yeah, I did. I had a few sips. Not much. But one is enough for me. And then we went over to Coca-Cola and got coffee and then a couple more pastries. I had a couple bites of those pastries. But I had ordered crumble cookies because I've been on like a cookie kick, too. A few weeks ago, it was my cookie dealer. Alyssa got me into that. So I wanted to try crumble cookies because everyone talks about crumble cookies. They did live up to the hype for me. They were delicious. I would definitely order them again. I loved them. That was probably the best chocolate chip cookie that I have had in a very long time. And here's why I liked it, because it wasn't overbearingly chocolate. I think a lot of cookie places think that to make a really good chocolate chip cookie, you have to load it with chocolate chips. But if you have too much chocolate in there...
It's too much. I know what you mean.
It's too much.
I know what you mean.
I could actually taste the cookie part, yes. Like the doughy cookie part, and then the hints of chocolate. Oh, it was excellent. Highly recommend crumble cookies if you guys have one near you, or you can order them, have them shipped.
Funny you say that about like being too overly sweet, because some donut places, like you said, overkill with the sugar. Like you don't need to put that much.
They too much glaze.
Too much.
That's why I like Stans.
Stans, they don't go overkill.
They don't. It's not more for the covered. Dough. It's actually the dough that's their specialty.
Yes.
I find that when places their recipe isn't very good, they put in more sugar to like make you love it.
Yeah, exactly.
So like crappy donuts that don't actually have a good recipe for their dough, they just put tons of glaze so that you don't even taste the dough.
Yeah.
That's why Stans is so good, because they don't need a lot of sugar. They're actually not very sweet.
No, they're not.
They're more of like that masa, that dough. Like yeah. That dough.
Oh, That cookie was good though. The cookies you got last night. Because I'm not a big cookie guy. I do like some once in a while, but I'm more like donuts and pastries.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately for me, I'm donuts, pastries, and cookies.
I like cake, and you don't like cake.
I don't like cake. No, I don't care for. I don't listen.
I don't love it. Like I don't go out. Like I gotta have cake, but I do like a cheesecake. I do love and apple pie. Oh, that's not cake family, but birthday cakes.
Apple pie. A la mode is more like the pastry family.
Okay, so yeah, that doesn't
count. Lot of times, but it's a pie. Maybe we're like, how do you like? Do you like pie?
Yes,
I like pie.
Of course.
See, I like pie. Love the only pie. Thing I don't like is cake. I love pie, pastries, donuts, cookies. I don't know. Anyways, it was good. The cookies were good. And the cool thing is, if you are tracking, like if you're trying to do a track cheat day, again, the crumble cookies provides nutrition facts. So you can kind of like...
But you're not guessing.
No, you're not guessing. So you could track it. It's trackable. Whereas donuts, unless it's like Krispy Kreme... Or, you know, a commercial donut spot, it's very hard to track the
macros. Because you just, It's almost, how are you going to know how much sugar is on that thing? How do they accurately know?
No, a lot.
They don't measure it out. You know what I mean? You kind of guesstimate.
Yeah, so it's harder for sure. Mm-hmm. But then that was our only meal was the nachos. You realize that?
Yeah, and I was going to go get something to eat last night. I talked to myself, like, I don't need no more food. I'm good.
Yeah, so just, that was it.
The nachos. My high self was thinking, I was like, you know what, dude? No, check yourself. You don't go to bed. That's what I did. Yeah. Go to bed. Yeah, man.
Like, go to bed. I tell that's myself, go to bed.
Go to bed. You hear that, you guys? When them hunger monsters fighting you? Because it was fighting me last night. It's Saturday. I wanted to go through a drive-thru, and I said, you know what? Go to bed. Put his ass away. Go to bed.
It's stupid. Need to, take it over the edge.
No, there's none. You're right.
Because then you're proving everybody right when people say you can't indulge because it's too hard to, keep it in check. Like, don't prove those people right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
So our only real meal yesterday was... Dude, that's only solid meal. Acai bowl.
The acai bowls at Press Juicery though have protein in it, so I did have some protein from there.
Mm-hmm.
The
was that 4 o'clock that we ate that at?
Yeah.
Because the line was forming outside.
Yeah, it was 4 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't eat. I mean, other than the cookies you gave me, that was it. Crazy.
Yeah, you didn't eat very much for you.
I'm hungry right now. I'm not gonna lie. I feel it, but because we're talking about food, especially nachos and donuts, so pastries, good. Yeah.
It was good. But anyways. Back on track. I got a new meal plan this week, so I'll be doing a little bit of prep. I've been filming a full day of eating every week because my menu changes every week, and so people like to see what I'm eating. I'm utilizing the new meal plan from my new program that's going to be launching in July. So I've been sharing more of what I'm eating, so I will be doing that again this week on YouTube. But
your program's launching when, you said?
Hopefully July 1st. That's the goal. We shall see.
July 1st, y'all. Stay tuned.
We shall see. And you know what I'm doing this week too? I scheduled my body fat test. I'm doing a body composition test. I haven't had one done in 2 years. And I'm going to be...
You excited? You like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because I love data.
That's true. You like to track. Data.
Yeah, and I had to weigh in for it. My pre-questionnaire, I had to weigh in. And so I pulled up my old one, and I'm exactly 3 pounds heavier than I was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a good, it's almost like pound for pound, because I'm right around the same. It's almost pound for pound. So it'll be really interesting to see if I've been able to change my body composition. Because if I'm about the same weight,
then you put on more muscle.
How's the muscle? That better be freaking higher. Because especially over the past 7 months, 6 months, I've been really stepping it up in my weightlifting. So it'll be interesting, but I'll share that too. That'll be another video that's coming to YouTube, like a physique update with my body fat testing results and all of that. So if you're not already subscribed to me on YouTube, make sure you subscribe to see that info. That's coming this week.
So that'll be dope. Good videos this week. You're going to post that, your results?
Yeah, I'm going to post my results. And you could go back. That's dope. I'll link the previous video that I did 2 years ago, because I did a video showing my results then.
Mm-hmm.
So
when we caught Bart to San Francisco to go to your place. That was cool.
Yeah, and I was feeling... So the last time I was feeling great then too. So I was feeling great then. I feel great now, but it'll be interesting to compare the two.
Yeah.
Because I was feeling good, so I got tested.
You definitely have more muscle. I see it. Your clothes, your shoulders, your arms.
I hope so.
Plus your daughter's whooping your ass. She don't push you. She pushes you. I mean, she don't like, oh, I'm going to take it easy because my mom, she cracks the whip.
No, she cracks the whip.
No mercy.
No mercy at all.
Got to be that way though.
So yeah, I'm excited about that. Anyways, so on to
shoulder.
What I want to talk about. What do you?
No, I'm just moving shoulder. Just moving it. It's opening it. You know, you have to keep moving it.
Why don't you share what you're doing? Because people can't.
I'm just trying to loosen the shoulder because
he's constantly finagling.
Yeah, I'm just always moving my shoulder because I'm in pain. I have to lift it slowly because it starts hurting. I've got some kind of strain, so I'm just moving it around. Every day, slowly warming it up.
Do you have, you had told me that someone told you you can do some sort of band therapy?
Yeah, I got to start doing band therapy.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I've had a dislocated shoulder. I know what it is.
Okay, well, maybe you should do that. Hanging
out, up, yeah. I hate therapy. I'll be honest, I fucking hate it. I'd rather work out and punch the bag and do that, but I know I got to do it. It sucks. Yeah.
Well, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, I know.
So you know what I want to talk about? This is, and let me preface this by saying it's probably not, I do not have, it's an unpopular, it might be an unpopular opinion or people might feel some type of way.
Cool. Let's make them feel some type of way.
Might hurt some feelings. I'm not trying to be, I've always kept it real for my followers, for my listeners.
No, we don't sugarcoat nothing.
And so this is kind of like my feeling on the whole thing, but I want to talk about the whole body positivity movement.
Let's go.
And I just feel that I don't like where it's going. I don't like
me neither.
That. Listen, I'm not. Let's go over what is the body positivity movement. Body positivity is glorifying obesity. That's my opinion.
It is.
That's my opinion on what it is.
Let me before we go any further. Jill Michaels was so against that.
Who?
She got Jill Michaels.
Isn't
that
her name? Jillian Michaels.
Jillian Michaels. I'm sorry. Jillian Michaels was so against that. She has so much BS because she was speaking the truth. Like, you guys are promoting unhealthy lifestyle.
Yeah, the the cancel culture, whatever. I'm not worried about it.
No,
I'm not that relevant to be canceled. So I'm not worried about it.
Sorry, cancel culture. It's the truth.
I feel like people who listen to me or follow me or whatever, they're used to my way of talking about things, and so. I think it'll be okay, but I had a lot of people ask me when that happened with Jillian Michaels, like, what was my opinion on it? And I was 100% behind her on it.
Me too. It had 100%. To do with that rapper chick, Lizzo, that singer.
Yeah, Lizzo.
Yeah.
And it, yeah, cause that's what I feel. The body positivity movement is basically you have to tiptoe around people who are overweight, like, cause you don't want to hurt their feelings for being overweight. I'm not saying that it's not okay to be happy in your skin. If you're truly happy with where you're at, that's
nothing wrong with that.
Rock it. Like I'm all about that. But I don't like the message in that obesity is cool. Because it's not. It's the leading cause of death.
Okay, let me stop you there real quick. We have a friend in the nursing industry. Okay. And the main people who were sick in the hospital were obese people. It's the facts. It's these facts. I guess she told me because fact shows mostly people who are obese that are in here for, you know, the bullshit out there. So you guys, you got to get it together, man. Being overweight is not the ticket. I have diabetes in my family. I have blood pressure. So I got to try to keep my weight down because I don't want to, I don't want to leave you behind. And what are you at a young age?
I mean, 2.8 million people each year die as a result of being overweight or obese.
My mother was in that category. My mother was in that category too.
So it's okay to talk about pandemic and all the people it's killing and all of that. And that's why we need to get vaccinated and all that. And I don't want to make this episode about that.
No.
But we have to be careful. We have to tiptoe around the fact that obesity is the leading cause of death.
Exactly. And you want to promote it like it's okay.
And it has tripled in the last 40 to 50 years. 50 years ago, it was not the leading cause.
Look at Americans 50 years ago, the way we looked.
It's because
the industrial revolution. I know,
and but it is, and so glorifying obesity and this whole body positivity movement to me is equivalent to glorifying cigarette smoking. And all of that, right? We put the kibosh on that. There used to be a lot of ads and glorifying, like making it seem so amazing, right? Cigarette smoking, remember that?
On movies, kind of even on movies, though, they still try to this day on movies smoking a cigarette.
On a lot of that,
yeah.
But that's what I feel like about the body positivity movement, and it's like I said, it's not that I'm saying it's not okay to be truly happy. If you are happy and you feel good with where you're at, that's great. That's good for you. But it doesn't negate the fact that your weight ultimately will probably lead to your death.
Yes.
At some point.
That's 100% facts.
And even if maybe, you know, because a lot of people will be like, oh, but I'm healthy. I'm healthy.
You know how many times I've heard that, and it irks the...
But because you might be healthy currently.
Numbers wise.
Because over time, though, eventually it gets you. Because it's like a trickle effect. It could lead to, you know, obesity leads to increases the
heart
risk
disease.
Of cancer.
Yep.
in a lot of different types of cancers, it significantly increases the risk of cancer. Mm-hmm. And this is data, you guys. This is not speaking opinion. I'm speaking data. So that's why for me, I have a problem where we have to be careful and tiptoe around the fact that, obesity causes death.
I know.
You got to do something about
it. Listen, if anything, you guys, if this pandemic has taught us anything, who's going to survive this pandemic? People who are strong and healthy, strong immunity. People who are overweight and obesity, they have higher chances of not making it. It's a fact. Like you said, it's facts. You're not spitting anything different.
Yeah, and you know what's a trend that I see? Well, there's a girl I follow. She's got millions of followers.
Okay.
Several millions. Million. Several mm-hmm. million followers.
Wow.
She's a fitness influencer. I've seen her around. You've seen her around. She's local from the Bay Area.
Oh, okay.
Or she's kind of from this area, NorCal.
Uh-huh.
And she gained weight during COVID, which is normal. It's fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
That happened. Gaining weight is normal.
It's normal.
Okay. That's not what I'm against. But what this particular message is what I see time and time again, which is what I want to go over. So she gained weight during COVID. And when she posted about her weight gain, it came with a lot of people loved it. They loved to see that. Oh,
the pom-poms came out.
Pom-poms came
out.
This is so amazing, blah, blah, blah. So obviously she rode that wave. I see so many people do this. Influencers do this. They like to ride that wave because they gain a lot of followers when they're like on that body positivity movement. And so she was posting, I'm happy in my skin.
Yeah, okay.
Over and over again, she was posting pictures in unflattering positions and talking about how happy she was and this and this and that. And her weight doesn't define her and all the things you want to hear.
Uh-huh.
All the things you want to hear when you're trying to be okay with being overweight.
Yes.
She was an influencer who, again, was just influencing people or whatever, like how great she felt. Okay. Fast forward to a year.
1 year.
Okay.
Right now.
It's been now a year. I still follow her. Now she's came out and said that she was going through severe. She didn't directly connect the dots, but I connected the dots. Okay. I connected the dots.
Yeah.
She talked about how she's been going through severe depression and just being unhappy in her skin and blah, blah, blah over the past year. During that time that she was on social media proclaiming that she was super, so happy in this new 25-pound weight gain or whatever,
yeah,
the real truth was she was going through severe depression because she didn't feel good in her mm-hmm. skin. Mm-hmm. Now she's back. She lost the weight. She's back on track. Now every day she talks about how she feels herself again. She's doing it for her. She's doing her cardio. She's working out. She feels good. She feels comfortable in her skin again. She didn't connect the dots, which
Flip-flop.
To me, she should come out and say, hey, look, I was claiming that I was good. I was trying to convince my millions of followers how happy I was and body positivity, blah, blah, blah. But the truth is I was not. I was hiding behind. You guys were giving me all of this praise for gaining weight. And so I was kind of running with that, but truly I was not happy. And that's what I believe most of the time. I think people come out and they say all these things to try to convince themselves and others.
Yes, that it's okay.
That they are happy with who they are and how, but then why
not true.
Do they celebrate their weight loss? Do you know what I mean? Later on.
Yeah, like, later on.
That same person boasting that had bragging. Said, I'm so happy here. And that, like there's been comedians and whatever that they were so happy and then they lost a bunch of weight. Well, if you were so happy, why did you, you're not, bridge the gap. Bridge the gap yes. for your followers.
Yeah.
What happened between you were so happy being 100 pounds overweight and now you've lost 100 pounds? What happened? A health scare?
Yeah.
Depression?
Yeah.
What happened? But most people don't bridge that gap. And why aren't we asking the question? That's I want to bridge the gap. And I'm going to call it right now in a couple of years or whatever. Lizzo, she's going to come out someday with some 100-pound weight loss too. And then we better be asking her, what happened? Because you were praising being obese and this and that. What happened and why'd you lose weight? Because that's what I notice has happened a lot.
Remember, Adele was big and she embraced it. Now she changed hers. She went
That's a perfect example. Thank you. Yes.
Look at her.
She was one of those ones that was like, oh, she's
because she can sing like nobody's business. Her voice is amazing.
And I'm not saying that she wasn't beautiful.
No.
But she didn't bridge the gap. Like when people, but she was one that was kind of like known for being larger.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then she lost weight. But like, why did you do it? Did you have a health scare? A lot of times it's a health scare.
It's a health scare.
A lot of times it's a health scare. But when you have a following, it's important. I think it's important that you bridge the gap.
Yeah. Don't mislead people, man. That's not cool.
Yeah. That's you know, cool. Because listen, if you were. Because
people look up to these celebrities, they follow them, they do worship them, and they take everything like a grain of salt. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, don't lead them down the wrong path, man. Pushing that kind of bad behavior. It's just not, it's not healthy. It's going to catch up to you. We've both been on both sides of being overweight. So no one can say nothing to both of us.
I feel like I can speak on it.
So me too. I've been 250 and you've been up there. So.
And I've been on the other side too. I've been on the too skinny and unhealthy too.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on both. I'm on my health journey now about being healthy, being balanced, not deprived. And that health journey is not just a physical one. It's a mental one, that improved relationship with food.
Yeah.
You know,
food's not the enemy.
At the end of the day, if you are you trying to convince people, this is what I want to know about the body positivity movement. Most people, they're trying to convince themselves and others that they're happy with the way they are, but are they really?
No.
I don't believe they are.
Because I'm going to tell you something.
Honest, I don't
believe they are. When I was overweight, hindsight 2020, I didn't effing feel good back then. That was disgusting. Yeah. I look at pictures like, oh my God. And I remember I came and walked down the block without sweating, walk up a flight of stairs. I'd be napping everywhere I sat down.
Yeah, I remember.
The worst feeling, this frame of mine ain't built to handle 250. I'm a 200 below kind of guy. I'm only five, barely scratch the surface at 5'9".
I mean, 46 so I guess years old. What I want to ask people is if you are overweight, really be honest with yourself. Are you happy with it or do you want to do something about it? Because guess what? Weight, our weight is one of the, we don't have control over everything in life. Our weight is something we have control over.
Yes, you can control
it. We can do something about it.
You could.
Turn that not being happy with being overweight into motivation. Let the discontentment with where you're at be motivation to do something about it.
A friend of mine said something interesting to me the other day. He goes, life's a trip. Just because you are where you're at now don't mean you're going to be that way in the future. Financially, health, it doesn't matter. You could change it.
You can change it. Not everything you can change.
No.
You know, I once, you know, told that to Tyler. Like, listen, you're not going to be the tallest kid.
Nope.
Okay.
You got what you
took
got.
After more of like my side, a little more petite. You're not going to be the tallest, but you can.
It's okay.
So you can't control that, but you can control your bank account. You can control like.
Your health.
Your health.
Your mental well-being.
You can control a lot of things. You control your physique.
Yep. Your physique.
So focus on your being successful, your physique.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on the things you can control.
Mm-hmm.
Weight is one of the things you can control.
Yep. People just don't know how.
They don't know where to start. So
they're lost.
So instead of being overwhelmed with starting, they waste a lot of time trying to convince themselves that they're happy. And what pisses me off about the body positivity movement, it's prolonging a lot of people from making positive changes in their life because now it's accepted. And so instead of them coming to terms with the fact that they're truly not happy, they're like, oh, okay, well, you know what? Maybe I am happy. But are you? Really ask yourself,
are you
really happy?
Are you happy wearing that shirt, that bathing suit, that bikini? Are you comfortable in your own skin to step into like a pool party or something?
Just ask. But you know what? Here's the thing. It's okay to be happy along the journey.
Yes.
Be the happiest you possibly can be in your current skin. That I agree with. Okay. I'm just saying, I agree with that mentality.
I was happy back then because I was with you. We're having a good time. But was I really happy internally, like feeling good? I felt like absolute dog crap.
So like I do believe like, listen, buy the pair of shorts that fits you right now. Mm-hmm. Buy the cute workout outfit that fits you right now. Be happy where you are and enjoy the journey.
Yes.
But don't lie to yourself. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
don't let the body positivity movement prolong the fact that you do really want to change. You do really want to feel better. You want to be a better example for your kids. You want to walk this earth and see what it feels like to, you know, like truly feel good in your own skin.
And remember, it's your journey. Don't worry about what other people think. And only people say, oh, well, you're getting too skinny or this and that. Because I've heard the BS. Oh, you're this or that. People always have an opinion. Oh, yeah? Well, why don't you do it then? You're so worried about me. Why don't you lose weight? You know, you're so concerned how I look. You know what I'm saying? I hate that about people.
I mean, here,
they always got an opinion about how someone looks or losing too much weight. You know what I'm saying?
But it's okay. That's what the body positivity movement irritates me, because it's only for obesity. How about body positivity for people who are fit and healthy? Why is it okay to shame people who want to lose weight and want to look a certain way?
Or people who are fit, or fit people, or muscular, or whatever. You know, we've heard it. We heard the noise.
It's socially acceptable to shame, but you can't do it in the reverse.
Right.
Whereas the reverse, unfortunately, statistics aren't on your side. Like I said, obesity is the leading cause of death. So think about this as a parent. If your child is overweight, are you going to encourage them? Oh, it's okay, son or daughter. Keep eating because it's okay. Big is beautiful. Obese is wonderful. Are you going to do that to your child?
Yeah, to your child.
Are you going to encourage it?
Yeah.
Or are you going to be concerned because obesity is the leading cause of death? Are you? That's like shoving
break
a cigarette.
Break
that's
the
like
cycle.
Letting your 8-year-old smoke a cigarette.
Pretty much.
We wouldn't let your 8-year-old smoke a cigarette, right?
Nope.
So why would you let them and encourage them to be overweight?
Yep.
Okay, so maybe you're not encouraging them to be overweight. You want them to be active and you want them to be lean and be healthy, right? Then why don't you want that for yourself?
That's a good point.
If you think about it, like make sense. Make it make sense.
Yeah.
It make sense to me. So that's, I'm not.
You lead by example. Both your kids are in fitness. You don't on them about diet. They do their own
thing. But I've never been on them because it's important. You have to be very careful with young kids, and don't want to encourage eating disorders and in not healthy relationship with food. You have to be careful. So I've never been one that was food police with my kids. Never, ever. I've never, or weight or whatever. I've just always continued to lead by example. And yes, have they had their struggles? Of course, just like I did. They had their struggles. I had my struggles.
I know.
But at the end of the day, I truly believe the lifestyle I lead just kind of like put them on the right path without me being
of course
the food police or whatever. Because not the answer either. That'll push them in the wrong direction.
Yes.
You do not want to do that.
No.
You want to lead by example.
That's it. That's all you can do. It's kind of like even like you said, you're like the house manager. So even the even the snacks that we have here are clean. You know, you have snacks. Nothing
I always have
dirty.
Fresh fruit.
There's no if they're chips or pop chips or what's that brand we use that you eat?
Oh my god, I love those popcorners.
Yeah, exactly.
I always have fresh fruit. I always have vegetables.
Yes.
I have protein.
Yep.
And I always have snacks too, and yummy things are little treats. I was telling Tyler the other
day. Ice cream cones.
Like how lucky you are, because when I was growing up, there was no good snacks in the house.
Well, what did we grow up on? Oh, my Intamin.
Worst. My mom had dollar store snacks. She would always go to the dollar store and stale. I don't know. Anyways, but I always have treats and stuff. It's not like like I said, there's no like padlock on the pantries around here or whatever, but there's options and there's balance. Like I think that's the healthiest way to be. It's balance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you sprinkle in the indulgences, but you have lots of healthy, nutritious foods as you're the bulk of your diet. And, you know, that's the way to go, in my opinion.
Yeah. And when you're craving something sweet, instead of going out and buying like real ice cream or get a donut, you get little treats right there, little mini cones.
Yeah, I love my mini cones. I love, love, love them.
Shout out Trader Joe's.
Yeah. So anyways, that's my view on the body positivity movement. It kind of bothers me. And I had to talk about it. It's not that, listen, I'm not.
You just said, what is just ever why? Obesity is the what?
It's the leading cause of death.
Okay, you hear that, you guys? I lost my mother at 65 because of diabetes and eventually obesity and heart disease.
Obesity led to her diabetes.
Heart disease, yeah.
And it led to her death.
Yes, and it runs in my family. 65 years young. That's young.
Yeah.
My mother should still be here with me. Mm-hmm. So just so you guys know, we're not here trying to shame you guys or make you feel bad. I've been overweight.
It's not even about that. I feel like we have the license to talk about it.
We do.
Because it's annoying when it's like too skinny or fit people speak on something that they've never experienced. I've walked in the shoes of being overweight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was actually just talking to Alyssa about I got upset with my mom because I found out she used to put olive oil in her spaghetti. And when I was a teenager, and Alyssa's like, how old were you when that happened? I was like, oh, I was 16. She's like, you paid attention to what you ate when you were 16? I said, oh, yeah, 100%.
Damn, you did?
Yes. I've always had to. Listen, what? And I made a, that's crazy. I made an interesting revelation. I've always, and since I hit puberty, I have always been the type of person that has to watch what I eat because I have a very large appetite. I have since I hit puberty.
You got a large
and
appetite.
And the only time in my entire life that I took a break from watching what I ate, what happened? I gained 100 pounds.
Crazy.
With my pregnancy.
It doesn't even look like when you post those pictures when you're at your heaviest or your face, it does not look like the same person.
No,
that's
it doesn't.
That's crazy.
But that's the one, and that's what would happen to me today too. I'll be honest with you guys. If I just decided to like
let it go,
just let it go and just eat when I wanted to eat and eat what I wanted to eat all the time, I would be obese. I would be obese. I'm not someone that it comes naturally to. I would naturally be an obese person.
And it's crazy because I'm from San Francisco. You know, I grew up walking the streets, walking hills. I've always been fit and lean and skinny. But as I got older, you know, it catches up. You're less active. The weight creeps up, so you have to be active. You have to move. Watch it. Pay attention. Don't just shove things on your mouth.
Anyway, so that's how I feel, guys. You know, I want to know, though. Comment below. Let me know. How do you feel?
Yeah. Should you guys let us know.
It from a different perspective? You tell me.
Yep.
I want to hear. All right. So how's it going?
Good.
How's everything on the mental health?
Not bad, you know. Good. Motivated, training, you know, training keeps me on point. That's my medicine for my mental health. Because the demons and the thoughts creep up. And what is that? That fraud syndrome, what do you call that? The imposter syndrome?
Yeah.
Once in a while that creeps up.
No. Well, so.
It does.
Speaking of that, so a couple of weeks ago, we spoke about self-sabotage and self-doubt on an episode. And we talked about the fraudulent stuff or whatever. And we talked about it last week too. There is a name for the syndrome of feeling like a fraud when you're super successful. It's called imposter syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's an actual name for it. It's a known mm-hmm. thing.
And how I really knew about it?
You feel fraudulent even though you are not. You're perfectly qualified. But you have these like people are going to find out.
Joe Rogan talked about it. And that's how I knew. I was like, wow. He's like, to this day. So he goes, what he does, he goes reps. He goes in the local comedy clubs and he does his stand-up reps.
Yeah, we talked about that.
So that's I'm just recapping. But yeah, he's, that's cool. A lot of celebrities go through that though. It's crazy.
Well,
a lot of famous
people
go. I
didn't know there was a name for it.
Yeah.
If you haven't listened to that episode, you guys, I highly recommend. It was a good one. I got a lot of feedback from that episode that it helped people. So it was 3 weeks ago or so. And it was about, I think the title is having self-doubt or self-sabotage or something like that.
And I think my mental is too, for me personally, is everything's finally calming down out there. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Like the pandemic and all
that. Yeah. Not that really affected me because we stayed busy and working out. But for people who are dead or does, like, just take a deep breath. We're almost out of there, guys. We're close.
But what do you feel like? Okay. So for the most part, and you know what's funny? Because moods are weird because you could feel great when it's like day to day, but it could even be hour to hour.
Yes.
So what do you feel like? What do you do when you feel like you're just not in the best mood? You know what I mean? Like kind of feeling down for whatever reason. And there's no reason for it.
You know what I like to do? Honestly, you know what I like to do is get off that couch and maybe go sit outside with the sunshine a little bit. Get some fresh air.
That's good. Vitamin D is
good.
Some good.
Yeah. Get some fresh air. I don't like to sit on that couch because you start sitting there and you watch TV, but then your thoughts are starting to wander. You're starting to think about things that aren't even happening yet, but they're creeping in your mind. That's the problem is we, and I'm guilty of it. I'm super guilty of you guys. Sometimes I live with deep regret. And you can't live in the past, but we're human. Live in the present and don't think too far in the future because that's where my thoughts start getting away from me. That's where my mental health starts declining. I start thinking about the future like, oh my God, am I going to be able to provide my family? Am I the man? Am I man enough for my wife and her kids? You know, you start having these creepy freaking doubts in your head, but it's all fake. There's nothing there. There's just thoughts. They're not real, but it can bring you down. And then you have to be careful for people who are addicted of pills or any kind of medication because that is the thing you don't want to do. Don't medicate.
You
just
can't
get out.
Numb it.
Don't numb
it's
it.
It's better to feel
Take it from me. Don't numb it. I like to train. That's my weapon. My secret weapon is every day I train.
That's a release. When you take pills or alcohol, it's pushing it down, but it stays in there. It's kind of like being constipated, right? Eventually, it's got to come out.
Yeah.
Well, so, but when you're working out, you're releasing.
Okay.
So you're not pushing it down.
Yeah. There's no secret magic answer. Since I like going to I have a muscle car, a Camaro Z01, just going to drive it and push it. That makes me feel better. Little things like that. Drives. We do that. We'll take drives.
For me, it's, I agree with you on the, like, you can't like sit on the couch too long.
No.
For me personally.
It's hard to get off that couch. Remember you drug me off that couch when I was going through it.
Yeah. For me personally, it helps me because I work from home, right? You guys, I don't have to leave the house. I don't have to get ready. It helps me to like get dressed. Put makeup on, do my hair. That helps my mood.
Yeah, don't be in a bata all day.
Don't be like greasy hair, like walking around. Like no. That will mess with my mood. Mm-hmm. So getting dressed, vitamin D for sure. Even getting in the car, what I noticed, my mood improved significantly. Just like getting in the car and going on a little drive, running one errand outside of the house.
Well, what have you been doing lately that makes you feel better?
You getting tan?
Yes.
Yeah. Like going to the tanning bed, whatever it may be. Anything to like. For me, I noticed that helps me. That makes me have a good day to take a shower, get in the car, go pick up my coffee or something like that. That helps me to have a good day. So make a note of that.
Yeah.
So that next time you're feeling kind of down, think, oh, well, I haven't left the house today. I didn't get ready today. I'm going to go, you know what? I'm going to go take a shower and do my hair, put some makeup on.
So we should do what we used to do. Remember, sometimes just for me to get you out of the house, we'd go sit at Starbucks. Now that they're opening up, we can sit down and...
Yeah.
Or even
we did it the other day, remember?
Or even like you, I've told you many times, like, listen, sometimes take your laptop and go work at Starbucks. Just get out of the house. Just to break it up.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes, you guys. Break it up. Break up the boredom, the monotony in your brain, whatever
it takes. Yeah, whatever it is, because everyone's life is different.
We're all different. Everyone. We'll all have different thoughts.
What it is, the important thing to do, though, is when you start to feel that yourself slipping, don't let it go all the way, or don't let it go too far without trying to reel it back in by whatever your coping mechanisms are. For you, it's going to work out or going to the, you know, get some sunshine or whatever. For me, it's like running an errand or organizing something, to be honest. Mm-hmm. As weird as that sounds, for me, it's like organizing a drawer. That will make me feel better. That will improve my mood. Cleaning, cleaning the house. Fluffing the, this has been something I've done for many, many, many years, is like fluffing the couch cushions, folding the blankets.
You do that. I see you go around the house.
That's a mental thing for me. That's helping my mental state. I've been like that for many years. And in fact, my kids, when they were younger, they used to mess with me and they would like go crunch up a pillow or like move a candle because they would take bets on how long it would take me to go fix it again.
That's messed up.
But I do those things not because I want everything to be perfect all the time. That's not it. It just, the act of doing it just, it makes me feel good. It puts me in a good mood.
Nothing wrong with that. Like, it's leading by example, because sometimes your kids are like, well, mom keeps a clean house, her room's clean. Well, maybe we should, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And I know, you know, it's funny because Tyler, he has his routine.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday mornings.
He does.
He turns on the music. And I see him get the vacuum out. He cleans his room.
That's his, yep.
He cleans his
room.
Does
his laundry, does his bedding.
He does his laundry, washes all his bedding, lights a candle, and has it all good. And you know what's interesting? We have house cleaners that come every 2 weeks. Tyler likes to do it himself.
Well, thing. You know what it is? Yeah, it's his thing and he's private. You don't want nobody in his room.
No, but he likes that routine. He likes his Saturday morning cleaning routine.
Dude, remember we used to do it during the pandemic when we'd have cleaners over here every Wednesday? And for like 2 hours, we'd be sweating.
Yeah.
Clean this place. Because that's how we are. We have five dogs, so we got to.
We had to adapt and overcome. Yeah. Someone asked me that. Like, how do you keep your house clean?
Rufus.
You know, with the five dogs and this and that. I'm like, listen, to be full transparency.
Yeah.
We have house cleaners once every 2 weeks. But that, I have to clean single day.
Wiping down counters.
Every day.
We run our, what's it called? We call it Rufus, but what's the, I'm drawing a blank. What's our vacuum? Our Roomba. Yeah, we run our Roomba all the time. Picks up dog hair, helps my allergies out.
Cleaning is honestly to not let it get too dirty.
No.
Don't let it
clean as you go, man. Like, it's easy. Yeah. Clean as you go. Put your dirty laundry away. Put it in the hamper. There's no reason to throw stuff on the ground and dishes everywhere.
I clean as I go. I don't let things pile up because I'll get overwhelmed. And we're talking about mental health. That will mess with my mental.
Yeah.
For sure.
Could you imagine you come home, like just to say you're out for the day and we just messed with you and we left a sink full of dirty dishes, what that would do for your mental?
Heart attack.
You'd be pissed, probably. Like, what the hell is
yeah,
this?
Because I would be kind of like, pissed, too. I couldn't chill. Like, I couldn't, like, I couldn't go to bed and relax if the kid know that the kitchen is... That's my mental well-being.
And you go off on Tyler when you do wake up with dishes the next day.
Oh, I get upset. Listen, I like a clean... Everyone has their thing, right? My thing is... Not just because, like I said, it's not because I want to be perfect. It is because that is what helps my mental state to see a clean countertop and an empty sink before I go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
That's my mental state. So whatever, everyone has their thing. That's my thing. So you got to do what's going to help you keep your mentals on point. And for me, that's what helps me keep my mentals on point. So if I'm feeling myself going down like a... down a bad path, I'll clean something, I'll organize something, I'll get ready, I'll do some self-care, I'll get myself some coffee, get some vitamin D. That's what helps me.
And I get my hair cut on a weekly basis because I don't like to let myself go too, keep up with my hygiene, you know?
Isn't that funny? We just talked about that. Even when you were at your lowest of the low 2 years ago.
After I came out of my suicide attempt.
Not before, even when you were on the path, literally, you got your hair cut the day before.
Somehow I stayed you said that I stayed well groomed even afterwards.
Never stopped your self-care.
Never.
That's what's crazy.
I stood all my craziness, huh?
Yeah,
it's habit. That's why.
And
it's instinct
after, too, when you were like, you know, I drove you to get your haircut, but I knew it would help you, like, because I know self-care is something that is important to you. If your nails aren't trimmed, or I think we even went and got a manicure at one point, because self-care is going to help you feel better.
Yeah.
For you. Now, self-care might not be everybody's special thing.
Yeah.
But figure out what your thing is that makes you feel better. Maybe you're like an athlete, so going shooting hoops for a little bit.
Yep.
Or whatever it is. Maybe you knit. You know, read. Whatever. Reading was another thing
to do. Yeah, we read a lot. I read a lot of books.
But figure out what it is that's your thing. And remember, when you start to kind of like slide down that dark tunnel, do the thing. Do one of the things that you know helps you every time.
Have that ready. Have that in your have that in your back pocket.
Yeah.
And pull it out. It's like a get out of jail free card. Like, pull it out. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this.
Yeah, because if you let things go too far, then it's going to be too hard. Those things may not even work. Don't let it slip away too far. Don't let it slip.
You know, one thing I got to get into, I've been meaning to do, and I've been BSing on it, is try to get up before you and just get out here and learn to meditate. A friend of mine says that's been helping his mentals tremendous. Clearing out his thoughts. Yeah, he said it's helping him tenfold. I'm like, all right, that's one thing I'm lacking in my arsenal. I need to do that. Because I'm a martial artist. I'm about universal energy. And I feel like I'm lacking that.
You should try it. There's a lot of apps.
Yes.
You got to try that. And then
I do.
You can report back to the listeners.
I do.
See what it's like. I'm not a meditator. But I do... Notice that when I wake up in the morning, you kind of pop up and get out of the room.
Yeah.
Even if I wake up before you, I like to like sit in my thoughts for a little bit before I get out of bed. I kind of like think about the day and just kind of like think about the things that I'm grateful for. So I kind of have like a moment, like usually 15 minutes or so, where I just kind of like think about why I'm excited to start this day.
That part I got to tell myself too is like, mentally, stop chasing things for the future. They're going to come. Live in the present and enjoy what you have now. Be grateful. We have dogs. We have a home. We have roof overhead.
Yeah, that's some reminders.
We have clothes, little stuff. Yes.
Every day. I think about that. Like,
we have running cars that work.
What am I excited about today? It's the littlest things. Yeah. It's the littlest things should make you happy, or try to find little things.
Training for me, I love it. I look forward to it every day. Walking the dogs and then going to my class.
The birds chirping, the little birds that play in our yard.
Yeah, that's cute.
Make me happy.
That's
I love
life.
The little birds.
Yeah.
So that's important. Figure out what it is for you that makes you feel those happy feelings, and it should be little things. Think about the little things that make you feel happy.
Yep.
And make it a point to think about those things every single day.
And be grateful. Be grateful for what you have. Don't be...
Everybody has something to be grateful for.
Don't be bitter for the things you don't have.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Thank you so much. We'll see you on the next one.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Candidly with Coffee. Be sure to subscribe for more candid advice from your host, Janine Escobar. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best content. See you on the next episode.